this is something kind of like a barrel, only smaller, and nails used to come in it.
Here's what?
Something kind of like a barrel, only a smaller.
Keg. In other words, just a little barrel, that's what.
Yeah.
Call that a keg.
Okay.
And there's 5 gallon, 10 gallon kegs. Mm-hmm. And then it'd say a 30 gallon barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 31 and a half gallons used to be in our measurements in this country a barrel.
Uh-huh.
But we started with a 5 gallon keg.
Uh-huh.
And then we jumped to the 10.
Uh-huh.
And then to the 30 gallon barrel and then to the 50 gallon barrel.
Uh-huh. What do you call those things that go around a barrel?
Hoops.
Okay. And if you open the bottle and you didn't want the liquid to spill out, you might stick in a...
cork.
Okay.
We had a cork then, days. Now you know all that stuff's enclosed with a metal top on it. It screws on.
Yeah.
Those days you shoved the cork in there.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that would go like this.
We call that a French harp. They call it a harmonica.
Who calls it a harmonica?
They did back them days. People who advertised it called it a harmonica.
Oh, I see.
But country people as he used.
Yeah.
As he called it a French harp. Is a French made. In other words, it was invented by French over in France somewhere.
Yeah.
We call it a French harp.
Okay, what about something that would go like this, that you'd hold between your teeth?
That was a Jew's harp.
Okay.
I think that thing was manufactured in Germany. Had a little steel tongue in it.
Yeah.
And you held it to your mouth and flipped that thing like that.
Yeah.
And of course you had to create the sound with your own voice.
Uh-huh.
My oldest brother used to fool on them things when I was just a small boy. And he was a French harp player too.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up his old ones that he threw down. And not bragging, but the day happened before we was grown, that I could beat him at the job. And of course, all that stuff was done by air, you see.
Yeah.
We knew nothing about no note music, anything kind.
Yeah.
All this music we had those days was air.
Yeah.
That was by air. Didn't see many piano players that knew anything about notes. They handled it out by air. And some of the best people I've ever heard at the job played by ear instead of not.
Yeah.
We used to have an old boy in town. His mother, I bet she spent $4,000 or $5,000 to a music teacher, tried to teach him to play a piano by note. And he learned when he was just a kid by ear. And finally this teacher told us, said, "Miss Brandy, I appreciate you sending Ralph to me to learn note music, but you're wasting your money. That boy's never going to play no other way, only by ear."
Yeah.
And I mean, he could whip that thing. There wasn't no two ways about it.
Okay, what would you call the instrument, the tool, I mean, that you'd use to pound nails with? You call that a...
See.
Just very common. You call it a...
Oh, a musical instrument?
No, just a tool now.
Just a tool?
Yeah.
Either a bowl or a mallet.
Okay, but another name for that. Just a more common name.
Well, we called it if it was a small one, if you use one hand, it was called a mallet.
Uh-huh.
If it was one that we used to drive wedges into timber to split it open, with a long handle on it, we called it a maul.
Yeah, what about a hammer?
This thing was made by digging up a tree and cutting it off up the air and then working this handle onto it and use the parts that's going to hammer the wedge with,
uh-huh,
where you cut the roots off, out of hickory.
Yeah.
Young hickory tree.